soldiers, and more of her enemies, half believed that when she donned the Lifetaker garb, she became possessed by the Dark Goddess. I didn't like that idea, and didn't accept it, but Lady never discouraged it. It did touch near a suspicion I've entertained from the time I first read Lady's volume of the Annals. Could it be possible she was still a tool of that Mother of Night? Maybe unwittingly? Uncle Doge and Ty Days scowled suspiciously when I told them I was sick again and was going to ride in One-Eye's wagon for a while. I'm sure Uncle Doge now knew Smoke was aboard and wanted to find out why the comatose wizard was important enough for us to carry off to war. He didn't press me, though. He remained sensitive to Croker's scrutiny. "How you doing, kid?" One-Eye asked as I clambered aboard. He sounded depressed. Maybe he had a good ass-chewing from the old man. Again. "You missed some big fun last night." "Not hardly, and I can tell you that I'm too damned old for this crap. Croker don't get us to Katavar pretty damn soon, I'm gonna drop out and take up leek farming. I've got some good turnip seed. And rutabagas. I could use a manager." "Work for you? Bullshit. Anyway, I know where I can get me some good ground cheap. Up in the Dojar Prine. I could take Goblin along and make him lead field hand." He was just making chin music, and we both knew it. I suggested, "You want to run a big operation, you're going to need a good woman to help. My mother-in-law would just love to remarry." Sourly, he told me, "I had it all scoped out to fix Goblin up with her. That would have been my all-time masterpiece." But he had to go and disappear. Gods just can't take a fucking joke, can they? "No shit. You should get more sleep. You look like you've been up all night, and you're getting a little testy." Like a demon summoned by the naming of its name, Mother Gota came waddling around the side of One-Eye's wagon. One-Eye squeaked in surprise. I gulped air. She was supposed to be a long way back up the road. But then, Ty Day was supposed to be back there recuperating, too. The old woman was lugging so many weapons, she looked like a dwarfish arms merchant. She looked up. Her usual grim scowl was missing. She smiled at One-Eye, showing us her absent teeth. One-Eye gave me a look of hopeless appeal. "That can't take a joke. Not even a little one. Not even once. Don't stress him, kid. I got the cough fixed, but now he ain't taking his soup so good." Ignoring the Nguyen Bao woman, he settled himself on the driver's seat, cracked a whip. I wasted no time. I made myself comfortable and went ghost walking. I like the word consternation. It sounds like what it means. There was a shitload of consternation surrounding Mogaba when I arrived. He and his gang had gotten an incoherent report from Howler, who was not exactly in pristine condition when he reached Chirandaprash. He and his carpet both had been hit by Lady's marksmen. An important point was that Howler and the Shadow Master had cooked up the night's festivities without ever having consulted Mogaba. Mogaba was pissed off, the way generals get, whenever their expertise is disdained. Blade's force had joined Mogaba's. Croker had talked about trying to cut him off, but nothing had developed. There'd been no time for planning,